Go on, Diggy. What's your proposition?
Well, Harvey, this is what it amounts to. We've had a fair time in this carrying business now, ain't we?
We've had a long time, if that's what you mean. I wouldn't say we've had a fair time, son. If you ask me, we've had a...
Yeah, well, I mean a long time, Alfie. I suppose I could say it ain't come up to expectations now, has it?
No,
we've been getting a bit, but there ain't been what we'd call a good living or two for two out of it. That's what I'd have been saying. We'd have to get in a dealing game. We've got the truck. All we want is a bank to start.
Yeah, well, what's this proposition yet? I said what I wanted was dough and plenty of it, and that brought you to see what you had to say, and you had a proposition.
Well, I have, Alfie. Once we get in a dealing, we'll be in the big money, but we can't get in a dealing until we get the bank to start. How many times have I said that?
You've said that, son, till I'm sick of hearing.
Oh, well, this proposition of mine is how we can get the bank.
Yeah?
As I said, Alfie, this carrying business ain't big enough for the two of us. So I'll put it blunt. Say one of us carries on with the truck and the other one takes a job.
Huh?
I know a joint. Well, there's a job going. It's lumping bags of wool and stuff about, but it's fair dough. It's over $6 a week.
Yeah.
Well, one of us took it, you see, and the other carried on with the truck, doing the carrying jobs on his own. We could pool what we got between us and build up a bank, see?
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's a good idea?
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. An extra $6 a week between us, and we could build up a bank in no time.
That's okay, Alfie. I'm glad you look at it that way.
Yeah, we've got to do something. I'll tell you one thing, though.
What's that, Alfie?
I ain't going to take on no heavy work when I'm running the truck on my own. We can take that somewhere else. I don't mind the light stuff on my own, but nuts to the heavy stuff.
Listen, Alfie.
No buts at all about it, son. My health and my strength is worth more to me than a few extra lousy bob. Light work only once I'm on my own. I'll put that on the side.
But you don't seem to understand, Alfie.
I understand that much, son. I've had a crook back for 20 years now. Got by working too hard in the first place, I suppose. That's always been me trouble, of course. Never knew when to stop, not when it comes to work. I've been too honest, too eager to earn me dough.
You wait on, Alfie.
No, I won't wait on. I don't mind running the truck of my own while you go to work. It helps build up a bank, but I am going to bar the heavy stuff.
Well, I was thinking, Alfie, I'd stop on the truck and do all the carrying stuff on the arm.
Yes, well, that...
Yeah.
What?
Well, me being the senior partner, as you might say, and me owning the truck.
Aye. What are you getting at? You want to stop on the truck and me take the job on.
That's what I thought, Alfie.
And what did you say it was? Lumping bags of wool about. Oh, blimey, grow up, will you? Try a bit of intelligence. Blimey, me lumping bags of wool about?
It's only for the while, Alfie.
Ah, go and get your red. What's wrong with you? You're a strong, able-bodied bloke, ain't you?
Well, I was the one that started the carrying business, Alfie. It's me that got all the contacts. I'll tell you what else I got.
I'll tell you what you've got. You got another think coming if you think I'm going to go and ruin my health lumping bags of wool about.
Well, then you mean to say you knocked my proposition back?
I'll knock any proposition back if there's any strings on it and bags of wool on the end of the strings.
Oh, well, that's the end of it, Alfie. You won't say no more about it.
Blimey, ridiculous. Me, bags of wool. Blimey, Teddy. If I get a lump bags of wool all day, son, for us to get a bank, we won't never get a bank.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Alfie, there's a new year coming. Before that year's up, I'm going to be in this dealing game. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah?
Well, you made any yet?
All right, that's it. But I'm making one now, though. I ain't going to lump no bags of wool or nothing like it.
Is that the only New Year's resolution you're making, Alfie?
Yeah, New Year resolutions. Purring. Ah, son, I'll leave that sort of thing to people like Liz, for instance. That's the sort of thing she does every year. I wouldn't be surprised if she's doing it now. The same old Liz. Silly as ever.
Now, let me see. It ain't no good putting down for him to give up smoking altogether. He won't do that. I might be able to get him to make a restitution to smoke a pipe. That'd be more saving anyhow.
Was apple pie and all the tea was ink and all the trees were baked and she thought...
Well, Blossom, can't you see I'm sitting here trying to think?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Auntie Lissy, but I didn't notice because I was singing.
Yes, I heard you. And what was it you were singing? Something about the land being apple pie.
That's it. If all the land was apple pie and all the sea was ink and all the trees were bread and cheese, that was the one, Auntie Lizzie.
Yes, if all the land was apple pie and all the sea was ink.
That's right.
And all the trees was bread and cheese, What's the risk?
What would we do for a drink?
Well, my heavens, I don't think that's very nice for the little girl to be singing Blossom. Where did you hear that?
I heard Morty's father singing it one night while I was around at their place, Auntie Lizzie.
Well, I could teach you some lovely songs to sing if you want to learn songs, of course. Anyhow, I better get back to this.
What are you doing, Auntie Lizzie? Are you writing a letter?
No, I'm not. I was just putting down a list of New Year restitutions, my pet.
What's that, Auntie Lizzie?
Well, it's what you always do at the beginning of the New Year. Did you know it was New Year's Eve tomorrow night?
Oh, yes, Auntie Lizzie. You know what? A lot of little boys and girls that I know, well, they're going to get dressed up. Gosh, I wish I could get dressed up, too.
I don't know as anyone likes the idea of you getting dressed up and parading the streets.
Oh, why, Auntie Lizzie?
Because I just don't like the idea.
Yes, but why don't you?
Because I don't.
Yes, but why?
Because I... Oh, dear, oh, dear, Blossom, I thought I'd cured you of that.
Cured me of what, Auntie Lizzie?
Saying why.
Should I be cured of that?
Certainly you should.
Why?
Because, oh, good gracious me, there you goes again. There ain't nothing more irrigating, nothing more upsetting to a person than to hear why all the time.
Well, I hear it every time I say it, Auntie Lizzie, and look, it doesn't upset me a bit.
Oh, well, it mightn't, but it upsets me.
Why?
Because it... Well, my heavens. Now, look, Blossom, you want to know, and do what I'm doing now, or trying to do. Get a pencil and a bit of paper and put down some New Year restitutions for you to make.
I know. Will I get my diary?
Yes, Auntie, that's a very good idea. Get your diary and put down all the restitutions you're going to make. And make the first one never to say why again as long as what you lives.
All right, Auntie Lizzie. Oh, and I might be able to think of some other things too, mightn't I? But, Auntie Lizzie, does everyone make New Year things?
Of course they does. From the most highest to the most lowest in the land. From the likes of Mr. Bundle down to the likes of the likes of Mrs. Jeffrey, for instance. Mrs. Jeffrey and Mrs. Jeffries, even down to them.
That, I should say, Mrs. Jeffries, is my only New Year resolution, to bring Mr. Bundle to see and appreciate my true worth.
Well, it won't be long now, Mrs. Jeffrey, and it'll be 1948, and that's leap year. That'll be your chance. He can't say no to you if you ask him nice to marry you. It was my idea, you know.
What was your idea, may I ask, Mrs. Jeffries?
This leap year business.
Oh, I was under the impression, Mrs. Jeffries, that leap year existed long before you were ever thought of.
Oh, yes, I suppose it did, too. But it was me that reminded you of it, and now you was within your rights to ask Mr. Bundle to marry you instead of waiting for him to ask you.
Well, I had not given the matter any thought, that's all. Now, to get back to what we were talking about, I think I shall give a small party New Year's night. That is, of course, if Mr. Bundle is free.
It wouldn't be no good without him, Mrs. Jeffrey.
I shall see him if possible tonight and find out if he is free.
Yes, and I... Mrs. Jeffrey.
Well?
That'll be 1948 then. New Year's night, leap year. You'll be able to ask him then.
Oh, I wish you would show some sense, Mrs. Jeffries. Oh, doesn't it occur to you that that would seem rather like rushing it, asking him before the new year was 24 hours old?
Oh, I suppose it might, Mrs. Jeffrey.
That would give him the idea that I'd been waiting for the new year to come to ask him.
Well, you have been, ain't you?
It doesn't matter if I have or not. When it comes, the moment must be opportune. Everything must be just right. And when I ask him, I'll let it slip out as though it had just occurred to me on the spur of the moment.
Oh, well, I suppose you know best, Mrs. Jeffrey. I suppose it's better to make sure instead of rushing things. Anyhow, if you do give this party New Year's night, I'll be there besides Mr. Bundle. That same lot as was at his place last night?
Practically.
Mrs. Hobbs and Mrs. Bottomley again. I suppose you've got to ask them, or Mr. Bundle would want to know why. I wouldn't mind them so much, only I see so much of them, Mrs. Hobbs and Mrs. Bottomley. Ah, they both get on your nerves. I just thought I'd pop over, Mrs. Hobbs.
writing a letter?
No, Mrs. Bottom, I'm not writing a letter. I was making out a list of New Year restitutions to make for me and my Hobbs.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Hobbs.
Has you made yours out yet?
No, Mrs. Hobbs. I don't think I'll make any this year somehow. I ain't got none to make.
Oh, well, you must have some to make. There must be something what you could give up.
Well, what could I give up, Mrs. Hobbs?
Oh, some little vice or some little bad habit what you've got.
No, Mrs. Hobbs.
What, no bad habits whatsoever?
No, Mrs. Hobbs.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to see you. Where's your wings?
What wings, Mrs. Hobbs?
What wings? No vices and no bad habits. The utter idea and incapacity of some people to stand in front of you and tell you that. Everyone's got some little vice or some bad habit. Everyone. Even I'd have one, I suppose, if I could take enough time to think of it.
Well, I might have some little fault, I suppose, Mrs. Hobbs, but I don't think so.
Well, my heavens. So, you is the perfect woman, is you?
Well,
the perfect woman.
I don't know about now, Mrs. Hobbs.
Yeah, hey?
Before I was married, I was supposed to be rather nice. Of course, there wasn't no bathing duty competitions in them days, or I might have had...
Well, I don't want to hear what you might have. When I said you was the perfect woman, I never meant your perfect figure.
Oh, go on, Mrs. Hobbs.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say it's perfect now. As I say when I was young. Oh, Mrs. Hobbs.
What's the matter? You've gone as white as a ghost.
I know I am, Mrs. Hobbs, and no wonder. Listen.